Australian Peter Luck was one of the journalistic giants of his time. He's died after a long Parkinson's disease battle, and Penny Timms reports that he's being remembered as that rare thing, a wise human being.
Peter Luck was a respected journalist, author, producer and presenter, and a household name, best known for his work on the groundbreaking current affairs program, This Day Tonight.
The Gurindjis are almost without exception stockmen. They first tricked the national conscience in 1966, when they went on strike at Wave Hill Station, 500 miles south of Darwin.
But he was more than just a journalist, and his knowledge of Australian history was extensive. His close friend and fellow journalist, Mike Carlton, says Peter Luck endured a long and painful illness.
I'm deeply, deeply saddened because he was a true friend, a great friend, and one of Australia's finest television journalists. He died, though, after a long and painful illness, Parkinson's disease. And I guess in the end it's a merciful relief, but it's very, very sad.
And he hopes his friend will be remembered as a wise man and talented journalist.
I don't know that us journalists ever get much remembered, but those who knew him will remember him as a wonderful, wise and witty friend and truly one of the giants of our era.
Peter Luck commanded respect, having worked across the ABC before successfully switching to commercial television and newspapers, and he went on to author several books. He was also a role model.
Peter was one of the great ABC television journalists. He was one of the pioneers of This Day Tonight, that trailblazing current affairs show. He taught me a hell of a lot about television journalism. He was immensely creative, he was funny, he was knowledgeable, and he felt He cared very, very deeply for public broadcasting. Eventually, he went to commercial television, but the ABC was always his first love.
It's hard to imagine these days just how presumptuous men like Captain Cook must have been. To sail around the world and discover lands 30 times bigger than your own and claim them in the name of the king required an 18th century kind of arrogance.
He wasn't the first. Please join us again next week for all the inside stories. Until then, I'm Peter Luck. Good night.
As well as Parkinson's disease, Peter Luck also had cancer. He's survived by his wife of 43 years and two children and three grandchildren. Peter Luck was 73.
Penny Timms reporting.